Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to talk about leadership and another component of building a great company, a great brand, is ensuring that whatever you do, you lead and you don't follow. And this is a challenge for many companies. There's a commodity company and then there's truly brands. The commodity is the follower, the brands are the leaders. And when you look to lead, you always want to determine the path forward. You want to be able to control your own destiny. And really effectively, the only way for you to do that as a company or as a brand is to be a leader. Find ways to build your brand, to leapfrog ahead of the competition. Be the standard for your category, whether it be a product, service, technology, whatever it may be. But just this principle of leading and not following is what I'd like to talk about today. And this really takes a visionary, really someone that we talk a lot about visionaries. And I love the fact that we have visionaries to look at, not only from the past, but ones that we have in our daily lives and running companies and heading up companies today. And the word you often hear with people when they talk about people that are visionaries of great brands are they're risk takers. They're the ones that jump out on a limb when others don't feel it's safe. But at the same time, safe is risky. You know, playing it safe, we talked about it before, you know, safe is a very risky proposition for a company that wants to be a brand. And then once you are a brand, if you move from being a visionary risk taker that understands the future and where it's going to someone who is then safe, then waits for somebody else to take the leap. So what you really want to make sure of is that you have a plan around leading and make a commitment to leading. You know, that's a big thing as well. Is there's nothing worse than being inside of a company or a brand that doesn't talk the walk and is very thin-skinned, and when things get rough, they move back into the safe zone. When you see things such as what happened over the last year with the pandemic, where brands that saw it as an opportunity, or brands that I call ostrich brands, which are ones that put their head in the sand, and then when they come out, hope things have changed. And more often than not, they don't. They just move ahead much quicker than you would have ever anticipated. And this is the case with what happened with the pandemic. Those visionaries that understood and adapted in an environment where others were afraid and wanted to play it safe are the ones today that are benefiting from having taken that risk to adapt to a market that nobody was comfortable with. We've never been in a situation where our economy effectively shut down, and finding ways to adapt to that was creative genius. And also took a visionary. And not only having a plan for adapting to the environment, but as we come out of the epidemic, being able to continue with that plan and successfully execute it in the marketplace is a whole nother level. So being safe is risky. Visionaries adapt to risk and they learn how to ways to limit it, but they don't avoid it. That's a key proposition when we talk about being visionary, is they're the ones that don't move away from risk, but take it head on, knock down the barriers because they see what's ahead. And eventually you'll see the light at the end of the tunnel and be able to successfully execute your plan and or at the very least or worst case scenario, have to take an alternate route to get there. But you're not going off the road for the sake of being safe. So you see all of these brands from Apple, from the iPod to the iPhone, to building the ecosystem they have today, to Tesla, 100% electric, having now built an infrastructure around that electric vehicle model. Amazon, one-stop shopping, setting the service standard for the industry. We've got all kinds of visionary companies that have executed based off a risk, something that they anticipated the market was going to need, and wasn't available yet. And everybody either thought they were crazy or thought the idea was crazy, and eventually, through their vision, was able to bring this to reality, and everybody embraced it. So I often say when I'm working with companies is that if you've got a great idea that has a tangible benefit and provides value to your community, it's something that is worth going after, because if executed properly and commercialized, will allow you to leapfrog your competition. So always look at these risks that you're taking as opportunities to adapt to a marketplace, take leadership in your category, or find a way to have a breakaway design that brings you generations ahead of your competition. So I say this: leading requires vision. The vision to do what others said was not possible. And so when I looked at this, I said, what are these traits of these leaders that don't follow? They've built these great brands and these secrets to what makes them successful. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about how to lead and not follow. And what is these brand leadership secrets that these visionaries have that they've continually adapted their brand and built them into the powerhouse that they are today. So I looked at 10 traits. So let's take a look at these. So the first is they're emotionally smart. They understand and adapt and anticipate to the needs of others. And so it may be something that's currently not available. It's effectively something that they see if they put it into the marketplace that will allow someone to save time, to make things easier. So they see this from an emotionally smart perspective, that they understand the complication in building a product, the complication in the amount of time that it takes to do certain things throughout the day. So if they can look at something and save 5 to 10 seconds, it turns into 10 minutes or an hour. They're very emotionally smart because they look at it and say that they anticipate and understand the needs that people have based on the current marketplace and the products that are out there. And the other one, the second one, is that they're open-minded. They don't shut down to ideas of others. However, the one thing that they do is they make a decision. There's nothing worse than not making a decision or being indecisive, because you are the leader of this brand, and those that are leaders need to make decisions, whether good or bad. It's better to make a bad decision than no decision at all. So they are very open-minded. They don't shut down ideas for others, but they make a decision. They close it out with a decision. So they want to make sure that a decision is good for the brand. So at the end of the day, the visionary knows, with all these ideas that we have, stay focused around what will be successful and what we can commercialize, what's right for the brand, is part of the lifestyle that we're presenting to our community, and is something that will allow us to take the next step in our visionary strategy. So second one is being open-minded and don't shut down ideas of others, but make a decision. The third is innovation-driven. And that, you know, it's a very overriding statement, but I say innovation-driven because what they're looking at is a better product, a breakaway idea, something that sets them generations ahead. And the word innovation is thrown around a lot, and it drives me crazy. That's really an earned right to say that you're an innovator. Making a better mousetrap does not make you an innovator. Building a new mousetrap does. Or finding a better way, better service, a new SaaS, a way to create a technology with something that's not been done before. There's either incremental or breakaway product and designs. And this adapts itself to service, technology, product, I don't care what it is. The visionaries or these leaders of these great brands are innovation driven. So they understand what isn't out there, what is needed, and building something that moves them generations ahead. And the fourth one is they collaborate. They ensure they get the feedback from their team. Now, the reason I say team is because the thing that gets miscommunicated with these visionaries many times is, well, they're independent. They make their own decisions. No, they don't. They collaborate with their team because they need their team. They can't do everything themselves. Great visionary leaders are not independent. They look to their team members for advice. And a great quote from Steve Jobs was, "We don't hire smart people to tell them what to do. We hire smart people to tell us what to do." So this kind of goes back on the collaboration side, is it's great to collaborate with people, but be careful who you bring into your brand. Make sure that they can contribute to the feedback of where this brand is going currently and in the future. So when you're collaborating, you got to collaborate with the right team members with the right skill set and knowledge for you to take your brand to the next level. So collaborate, but ensure whoever you're collaborating with is someone that you've vetted and somebody that's part of the team that can provide value. And the next point is this personality. We say this magnetic personality. You look at a Elon Musk, you look at a Steve Jobs, you look at a Phil Knight, whatever it may be. People either look at it as a magnetic personality of the individual and or a personality of the brand itself. And I would say more often than not with Nike, that's the case with Phil Knight, is the brand, the magnetic personality of the Nike brand. And the magnetic personality of Steve Jobs and Apple, and the magnetic personality of Elon and Tesla. But one can overpower the other. It's just the fact that these visionaries have a magnetic personality that draws people in, provides a feeling of trust that they are going to execute what they say, and the vision that they put forward is something that would be reality. So they have a passion around success, and that's bled out when they talk, when they say anything. It's the ethos of what the brand is all about and them executing it in the marketplace. The next one is they're always optimistic, and they're always providing a positive versus a negative. And, you know, this is this ionic personality of being optimistic, you know, the positives and the negatives. And if somebody brought up a negative, it's finding a way to overcome the negative to make it a positive. So they're always optimistic. The next point is they're risk takers. Enough said on that. It's safe is risky. That's something Seth Godin had said, and it's so true. It's that safe is risky. And playing it safe is not a way to build a visionary company. Now, there are ways to limit that risk. I'm not saying that you go out there and be reckless. There's a difference between being reckless and being risky. Risk has a plan. Risk has a limiter. Risk has assessments along the way as to how it's progressing to commercializing the product. Being reckless is just doing whatever you want without a plan. That's not a way to be successful. So the risk takers, they always embrace innovation as a strategy for growing the company. The next is they're strategic. And this is what kind of separates a lot of these visionaries from those that just have a great idea. They have a plan for the future and a strategy around how to execute it and how to get there. So people can see steps along the way. It's one thing to be a visionary. It's one thing to have a great idea. But if you have no ability to define the strategy to realize it, it's just an idea on paper, which does you no good. And the next is they're persistent, which is extremely important when you talk about visionaries. And you look at, and I always use the example of Thomas Edison, 10,000 experiments to say there's 9,999 ways that the light bulb didn't work, which is a great attitude. But that's persistence personified in a guy who had a great idea that if executed would change how we lived from day to day, and we still are today. And so they always find a way, an alternate path to success. If one doesn't work, they find another way. They're just persistent. The next is they find a way to leapfrog competition. And this kind of goes back to the idea of finding a breakaway product, design, service, whatever it is. They're always thinking of ways to allow them to get on the front end of the supply and demand curve, meaning that they want those early adopters, they want those innovators embracing their product and setting the standard for the category. So they're finding ways to leapfrog the competition. So I would say that in conclusion, leading while others follow is an inherent trait of a true visionary leader. He or she is one that wants to find a way to leapfrog the competition, being able to always have the mindset and the ethos of the brand that we're a leader. And unless we are first in our category, we still have room for improvement. And once we are there, we don't rest. We're consistently and authentically building new products to maintain our lead. And you cannot execute a strategy while looking in the rearview mirror. And I say that because many people have the fear of failure at the sacrifice of being a visionary leader. So watching their competition, looking in the rearview mirror, not really having a strategy. And if you do, you're not committed to that strategy. Don't take your eye off your success path. Make sure as a visionary that people believe in what you're saying and you show them the steps and how to execute, commercialize your products, your technology, your service, whatever it happens to be, and they will follow. And this is something that is truly a foundational principle to great visionary brands, is making sure that you set that path to visionary status and provide leadership and never follow your competition, and you will be successful. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. I really appreciate your time. I know that you've got a lot of other things on your plate, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the Visionary Chronicles, so thank you. Our intent in creating the Visionary Chronicles was really to address not only critical business issues, but also personal plus professional issues that business owners, entrepreneurs face on a day-to-day basis. So if you could and you like what you hear, certainly the support helps and the reviews are tremendous. So we really appreciate all those of you who have given us reviews. And as we move forward and you give us a review, we're going to be giving away some product as a thank you for those reviews, and also take a look at the Visionary interviews, Visionary Chronicles interviews that we have coming up as well. So if you have somebody who you feel would be a good subject for the Visionary Chronicles, we'd appreciate you having them reach out to us as well. They can go to my site, Brian Smeltzer, BrianSmeltzer.com. Go to the podcast section and you'll see the Visionary interview. So again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it as always and look forward to our next Visionary Chronicles podcast.